Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's January 22nd, 2014, and here's a look at tonight's show.
Tonight, has the infamous hacker Guccifer been caught in Romania? Is this the year the machines invade the human workforce in record numbers? And we call Telly Blackwood to talk about his alleged encounter with a TSA rep regarding his contest submission. All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. We'll lead off our night with this. Police in Romania are saying that they have caught Guccifer, the legendary hacker who allegedly hacked the likes of Colin Powell and also Tony Blair. They're saying that the suspect's name is Marcel Lehel. He was allegedly contacted in the Romanian city of Arad, but we'll give you more information as it develops. Now, LAPD stood down for minutes before TSA's shooting. Now, this is the situation at LAX with the shooting out there. LAPD officers assigned to the area while Paul Ciancia began his shooting spree targeting TSA agents at LAX airport stood down minutes before the attack began, leaving for breaks without informing their dispatcher as required. Departmental procedures require that officers notify a dispatcher before going on break. So it seems like a whole lot of laxed security at your nation's airport, because not only that, but we showed you the stories of the Muslim Brotherhood being able to be waved, just walk straight through TSA security without a screening. And not just this, but when you want to talk about stand downs, we also saw the stand down at the Navy Yard shooting where the SWAT team did not intercept the culprit there. So back to the airports, whether it's, you know, your Navy Yard shootings, whether it's the LAX airport, whatever it is, this notion that the government is always going to be there to protect you is just not true. Because you see this situation, you see the LAX shootings, anything else that's going on, even the shooting, not the shooting, but the incident with the underwear bomber, it wasn't the government that stopped that. It was the proactive people on that plane who jumped on the guy and stopped him from, you know, blowing up the plane with his firecracker or whatever it was. So just be aware of that. Protect yourself. Do what you can, because the government won't always be there to save you. And speaking of the government not being there to save you, what if the government shows up with excessive force? Utah police obtained grenade launchers, riot gear from feds. Now, these police are not to be confused with the ones from North Dakota who use drones to catch cattle thieves. Also not to be confused with the campus police at Ohio State University who use armored cars to, I guess, bust up frat parties. For the past 5 years, the Pentagon has equipped dozens of Utah police departments with a wide variety of military equipment, commonly used in riot responses such as the aforementioned grenade launchers, M14s, M16s, and mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles. The article goes on. Several of the sheriffs indicated that the equipment would only be used in worst-case scenarios. Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better that they're saving their grenade launchers for a worst-case scenario. Because, as you may recall, one of my first reports when I started working here at InfoWars was about the police in Colorado Springs, who used full-on body armor riot gear for the most routine and mundane of calls. So you get a call, you know, some kids out there tagging the school buses or the billboards. You know, send Judge Dredd out there in his full combat gear to bust up these kids and, you know, put them in their place. So at least the police here are saying that they're going to use these in the worst-case scenarios. And I'm not, you know, discounting the fact that these things shoot grenades, because people will say, well, you don't always have to shoot a grenade out of a grenade launcher. You can shoot smoke grenades. You can shoot other type of grenades. They don't always have to be fragment grenades, but I'm not discounting the fact that these things could potentially shoot that type of ordnance, and it does very much concern me. And it concerns me because I see things like this. War zone, open street battles in Kyiv as rioters, police face off. Riot police brutally dispersed radical protesters from central Kyiv and the largest operation since the latest outbreak of violence. Almost 200 officers have been injured over 4 days of scuffles. Two people were reportedly killed amid the crisis. And this is a preview of what could happen in this country if the economy continues to worsen. Because it's not just economic factors, but the economy definitely played a role in this Kyiv incident. But, you know, think about all the things that can happen just here in the States, because you have the dollar devaluation, you have the fiat currency. So if things get bad enough, if the stuff really hits the fan, how long will it be before America looks like this? And we can get to that situation sooner than we anticipated, because now we ask this question. Is 2014 the year that a robot will take your job? The job apocalypse is set to strike as droids are trained to flip burgers. Experts are predicting a job apocalypse. as robots take over manual jobs, while scientists at Cambridge warn that machines should have their intelligence limited to stop them from outsmarting us. And it's not just working at the burger joint at McDonald's or Wendy's or any place else. They're also replacing the servicemen. Of course, you know about the drones in the sky. You also have the RoboCod, the COD, the drone of the seas, and also these land-walking robots straight out of a Star Wars movie being developed by DARPA. So it's all coming to a head. They don't want you. They don't need you in the future. And it's one thing to replace something like Blockbuster with a red box, but do you really want to be serviced by machines, by robots, any place you go? The Obama pod at Walmart, and it's not just a Walmart, it's at a bunch of other places. Your robo doctor, you come in, it's going to tell you that you're fat or you're depressed or you're ugly, but we got the thing. Just sign up for Obamacare and everything will be okay. True story. I went to Texas DPS to get my concealed carry license. And I'm thinking, because I'm going to the actual place, it won't be a big deal if I walk in. So I walk in, say, hey, I'm here to get my concealed carry. I'd already taken the class. And the guy says, no, you have to go fill out the application online. I'm like, well, this is the place to get the concealed carry. He's like, yeah, but you got to do it online. And I didn't say it to the guy, but I'm thinking, I'm like, what are you going to do in like 2 years when they replace you with a pod? You're going to be the next Obama pod. You're going to be a red box in 2 years, bro. And I'm not saying this to down the guy. I really felt bad for this guy that he's not going to have a job. But if you do these things where somebody shows up and all you do is say, go fill it out online, then, you know, what do they need you for? This guy's going to end up on food stamps, just like this. A record 20% of households on food stamps in 2013. And it's not just that. The numbers also show that there was a record number of individuals on food stamps in 2013, and that the cost of the program, that being the SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, was at an all-time high. So you have a record number of individuals on food stamps, and also the cost steadily rising to be on the program. You know, so, you know, I don't understand why people can't understand that you don't want to be dependent on the government. Ask all the people who were dependent on the government during Hurricane Katrina when they were in the Superdome and waiting for water to be there. Did they enjoy being dependent on the government? But you say that was Bush. Okay, what about this current administration, Michelle Obama, trying to tell your kids what they can and cannot eat by her active program or whatever it's called? And the kids at these high schools who are actually in school put out viral YouTube videos. You can find them yourself, talking about how they're hungry. Kids are passing out. The jocks are saying they don't have enough to eat to go out and play the football game. It's just a big mess all the way around. So, yeah, that's what you're going to have. You're rationing food if you allow this to continue. So whether it's not having enough food to now having this, pollution from Chinese manufacturing choking U.S. West Coast, billowing across the Pacific Ocean from China and landing on the western shore of the United States are significant quantities of toxic air pollutants, including sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, carbon monoxide, and black carbon. Ironically, a great deal of that air pollution is caused by the production of goods inside of China for export to the United States. So we're basically killing ourselves. Not only that, people are killing themselves in China by not only breathing this, but you go to the Foxconn factories in China, people are jumping off. They had to put suicide nets out there to stop this from growing any further. So if you're on the West Coast, you have just the general West Coast mentality. This is the kind of the trendy mentality. Not every place, but we saw that while we were out there. But you have the trendy mentality. You have this this plume of Fukushima radiation, and you also have this incident with all this toxic air coming over there. But of course, the government doesn't want to warn you about this. Meanwhile, they're getting their preparation for themselves, getting their iodine and so forth. And they're, you know, on the low. They're out there testing the kelp and the other things out there, trying to find out why the starfish are melting and dying. But they don't want to tell you. They don't want to put any signs on these beaches telling you that these beaches have, or at least one of the beaches has radiation levels in excess of 10 times of what's considered normal. They don't want to tell you about that. They don't want to tell you about the eyewitnesses, the people we talked to in Half Moon Bay at Surfers Beach who said their friend's hair is falling out and, you know, people said, I can't swim in that water anymore. They don't want to tell you about any of that. They just want you to think everything's fine. Go take your pill and just wait for this thing to quietly kill you. But they have the cure, which is the Obamacare. So when you get sick, just let Uncle Obama know and he'll take care of it. Now, to take care of something else, we're taking care of business in the form of bitcoins. Now, a couple of casinos in Las Vegas are accepting bitcoins, but you can't use them for gambling, at least yet. So if you're a fan of Bitcoin, just keep an eye on the situation and maybe you can use it one day. Not encouraging gambling, just saying that's what the current situation is. And now we'll end tonight with a shocker. Mainstream media is now reporting on non-GMO shopping.
FDA approved of all of these things. This is saying these are safe, there is no health risk, and these are good to use to improve the food supply.
And I don't agree with everything that lady said, but I'm glad that they're at least talking about GMOs on mainstream TV. Now stay tuned, because after this break, we'll show you a special report. I went out in the streets and talked to the people about the TSA leaving the airport, so you don't want to miss that. And also, David Knight will talk to Telly Blackwood, an independent filmmaker, about his encounter, alleged encounter, with a TSA agent who called him on the phone. So stay tuned for both of those.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Gropings, detention pods, and x-ray scanners. A few of the things you can experience at your local airport. But how would you feel if these things left the airport and came to meet you? Hi, how are you guys doing? How do you guys feel about the security at the airport since 9/11?
We're not interested in talking about it.
Okay. You do know that it's coming outside of the airport, sir, and it's going to have TSA Viper team down the streets and at the Super Bowl? All right. This guy loves the fact that they'll be checking him at the Super Bowl. He gave me a big thumbs up.
It's kind of annoying, in a sense.
In what way?
Having to get naked, you know what I mean? Having to
get the pat downs and all that.
Yeah, and having to put your hands in the air and do all that good stuff.
Well, you know, at the Super Bowls, they're starting to do pat downs, you know, TSA style pat downs when you go into these big events.
Please say travel light, because there will be numerous checkpoints throughout the entire week.
Not gonna bother me. I'll be watching it from my sofa at home.
I don't really like to go to big events like that for those particular reasons, because I'm scared something. That's a lot of people. You know what I mean? So anything can happen with all those people there.
How do you guys feel about the security at the airport since 9/11?
It's getting more friendly with TSA PreCheck.
And you, sir?
Yeah, I agree. I'm a frequent traveler.
I'm TSA PreCheck, so it doesn't really affect me too much.
They have TSA Viper teams. They're going to be checking bus terminals and airports. Some areas, they're already doing this.
I don't know. I might feel safer, actually.
They check bus terminals and also train stations.
No, but I got to go.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You go to the mall? Okay.
Sometimes.
So would you be willing to accept anything that goes on here to get inside the mall?
No.
No.
I wouldn't go through a pat down to go to the mall, no.
So they're on the buses, they're on the trains. What if a day came when you got a random checkpoint as the TSA wanting to check your car? Would you feel okay with that?
I think so.
Tennessee is now the first state ever to work with the TSA to deploy a simultaneous counterterrorism operation statewide.
What if for some reason they decide maybe they want to do random checkpoints and check you in your car?
You know, this was a massive operation, really bringing all federal, state, and local agencies together to not only do random searches, but also create an army of agents on wheels.
Would you guys be okay with that if they had a random TSA checkpoint to search your car?
Well, that's happened to me at other airports, like in Los Angeles.
Your vehicle has been inspected under the TSA regulations.
LA, they do it all the time. Oh, yeah.
You guys had the incident at the LA airport, right? That was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And you think any additional security could have ended that?
Yeah, having someone there who was armed, you know, with more than just a walkie-talkie or whatever.
Less crowds. LA's a madhouse.
What if, you know, the day came when they started doing random checkpoints, you're driving in your car and you get pulled over, it's TSA one to check your car?
No, not for probable cause.
Well, what's the probable cause here at the airport?
I mean, it's not a probable cause at the airport, but it's a little bit dangerous when you're getting on a plane and now nobody can no longer get to you. You cannot get to anybody else. You know, if I'm in my car, you don't have a reason for me to just search my personal space. You know what I mean?
So you have rights, Fourth Amendment rights.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or indifferent, whether they love it or hate it, the people we spoke to today are at least content to put up with these measures at the airport, trading their liberty for security. Jakari Jackson reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. You can find more reports at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What's your question? How can I help you?
Okay, well, question one I'd like to ask is what exactly was the purpose for that video? What is it for?
It was just a comical parody video. I've been doing parody videos for a long time, and I'm interested in the subject of TSA groping and fondling, which has been in the papers and news and YouTube all over the place. So I decided to exercise my First Amendment right and made a funny video. That's all.
Well, the second question is, why would you do such a video comparing our hard workers to Nazis and Adolf Hitler?
Well, you guys are kind of dictator-like and tell people if they make jokes about the TSA, you're going to arrest them. And, you know, it's plenty of video out there. I mean, no disrespect, there's plenty of video out there showing you guys doing all this crap, grabbing grannies and kids. Are you serious?
My concerns are our workers are being portrayed as criminals when they're here to protect us from terrorists. They do that on a daily basis.
And how many terrorists have you guys caught since day one of this program?
It's our main focus of our department to hunt terrorists and look for them on every situation we can find.
And how many have you found? You haven't found any. Now, tell me how many numbers, how many terrorists have you stopped from doing any kind of plots against America since the TSA?
We stop potential terrorists every day in airports all across the world.
Really? What, Americans?
Many workers have already seen them. They've already seen your video and find it very offensive. And our workers have families with children, sir.
Really?
How would you feel about it if one of their kids came across your video? People that look like their parents groping people.
Well, that really happens. They can go onto YouTube and type in TSA groping, and hundreds of videos will come up. Why does mine spark your attention so much? Are you serious?
Hey, fellow employees, we would like to request you take this video down immediately. And if you're not willing to comply, we will pursue getting your video removed from YouTube by all legal means and take you to court for defamation of character.
Defamation of character? You guys are a bunch of child molesters and criminal perverts. Go ahead and take me to court. Go to hell. I don't give a crap. Do what you gotta do.
We're prepared to take action if you don't comply by this.
Yeah, I bet.
If you don't comply, they're going to take some serious action, I'm telling you.
Wow, are they going to go extra deep and full cavity search at me at the airport next time I come there, or what?
You know, you can say whatever you want, but you could see your name flagged when traveling the airways.
Oh, wow. I would take the train anyway because I want to get groped by you perverts anyway, so you go ahead and do what you got to do.
Well, that was a response to an entry in our We Will Resist NSA and TSA Tyranny contest. Now, that entrant was Tully Leatherface Blackwood. He also was an entrant into the Operation Paul Revere contest, and he got into a lot of trouble. It caused him a lot of problems with his Off the Hook TV YouTube channel. So we want to talk to him about that phone call and about his entries and his past experience, what he thinks is behind this. Welcome back, Tully. It's been an interesting time every time you get involved in a contest. Now we've got another one. We'll talk about that other contest and all the aftermath that came out of that, but tell us briefly what happened with this phone call from somebody claiming that he was with the TSA.
Well, briefly, the day before, I had received a phone call. I was actually up in the hills at my buddy's house, and it was the same guy. His name was John C., and I started sending us from TSA, and he asked me questions for me. And so I pretty much just, like, man, I wish I can record this. So I was like, hey, can you, like, just call me back tomorrow? I can't hear you very well. My reception's terrible. And he was like, yeah, that'd be fine. So I'm like, great. So as soon as I got off the phone, probably a couple hours, I went ahead and downloaded an application to where I can go ahead and automatically record phone calls. Then the next day I got the phone call.
Now, he said he was with the TSA. Did he ever give you a name? Did he... when you talked to him either time? Or did you get a phone number?
He just said his name was John. The first time he said his name was John C. The second time around, he just said John. The phone number was a private number, so there was no source to show where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was hidden. Now, you had a lot of trouble with the previous contest, with the Paul Revere contest. And in that contest, you did a... It was a video, to be free to recap, people that hadn't seen it. George Washington sends... someone to fetch Michael Moore and Piers Morgan for a kind of waterboarding. And you got some angry pushback from Michael Moore on Twitter, and that went viral. And then after that, your YouTube channel got shut down. Do you think this was related to that in any way?
I don't think it's related. I pretty much think it's probably the same kind of frustration. Somebody seen it, felt a little offended. You know, I can't confirm, you know, or know for sure if that was a TSA person, but...
Mm-hmm.
The point is, it got across, it's getting the point across, and that's the good thing, good part of the goal of this whole video.
Well, that's good. Now, you know, when it happened before, it was really an amazing catch-22 situation, and it was a good example when they took your entire channel down and deleted your Gmail account. It's a good example of what they really want to do to everybody with CISPA, and that is basically if anyone
makes any kind of a claim against you, they would just shut your channel down, shut your website down, whatever. And it's up, the burden of proof is on you to try to get that started again. And yet, in this situation, you had kind of a catch-22 where you couldn't even correspond with them because they shut down your Gmail channel and they wanted the Gmail channel to talk about the YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, it was a total running around. You couldn't really get anything done or get anything accomplished. It was really, you know, a major runaround and a major hassle to get my channel back in.
So whoever this was, it was kind of interesting. This happened on the same day that we got a FOIA request that the Muslim Brotherhood was just allowed to pass through, given a VIP pass, even before anybody from their organization was in the government of Egypt. And they just got a pass from TSA. We see that this is something that really seemed to bother somebody, whether it's somebody that didn't like you from the previous contest or somebody who's now a TSA employee or maybe even the official TSA channel. Of course, they're not going to say anything about that. They won't even confirm or deny that anybody's on their secret no-fly list. So I'm sure we can't get any response from them. I think Mikhail Thalen, who did this, tried to contact them and couldn't get any response from them. We didn't expect them to, but...
Yeah, it's hard to get a response from anybody on anything these days, it seems like. So, you know, it's... I was kind of leery at first. I didn't know exactly what was going on here. And I was like, oh, boy, do I go ahead and play along with this? Or do I go ahead and just pull off, are you recording me? And if not, hang up kind of deal? Or
how do you think they got your number? Is your number listed or...?
My number is all over the place. I was, you know, I'm an actor and... been out in the media a lot. I never really hid or tried to be much of a private person.
Okay.
I enjoyed interacting with people and fans. And even since the Viva La Bam thing in 2004, up to this day, I still get calls from fans. And you know, I talk to them and, you know, I give them time. You know, if I went for them, I wouldn't be where I'm at, you know.
Now, you've been a professional wrestler. You've had the Off the Hook TV channel on YouTube. Of course, that was one that was taken down and inactive for several months, so that really damaged you being offline. But are you still going to continue doing that?
We're still going to do little off-the-hook TV videos here and there. But primarily now we're still focusing on the prescription for murder documentary, and we also have a couple other movies, motion pictures, we're actually in plan for filming as well.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You've got a documentary that you're working on that's related to health issues. Well, it's thanks for participating in this contest. We wish you the best of luck. Your stuff is always controversial, always gets a lot of reactions, and let them see what it looks like for themselves. And best of luck to that, Telly, and best of luck with your documentary as well.
Thanks, Dave. See you next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for tonight's news. If you want to help support this operation, help support things so we can do contests like the We Will Resist TSA and NSA Tyranny, then consider becoming a subscriber to Prison Planet TV. Your subscription helps to pay for this operation, and it's something that you can share with up to 10 other people at the same time. So it's a great way to spread information to help wake up your friends and your family. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at Infowars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at Infowars.com/show. Well, with flu season in full effect, the push for vaccination is really intense. But what they might not be telling you is you could be trading one danger for another. So we went undercover at two of the nation's top walk-in flu shot pharmacies to see what they had to say about the vaccine's safety and effectiveness.
Hello.
Hi. Where do you guys do flu shots?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, do you think that it's, like, safe and effective and even with all these other...
It's 50 to 70% effective against it. If you do get the flu, it'll be a lot less severe. We had a tech that did get this shot, did come down with it, but it only took for like 2 days to bounce back.
As you can tell, things are deteriorating. Is there any advice you can give me?
Don't ever take a flu shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and
we both saw him put that thing in my arm, and
yeah,
within 10 days, I've been struck down.
You know,
have you had a flu shot this year?
No, I don't do that. I'm not going to get sick.
Well, see, the thing is, I got a flu shot and said I was not going to get sick, and I got sick.
That's why I don't need to get a flu shot.
So it's not 100% effective and may even cause the flu. But what do the pharmacists have to say about Thimerosal, which you'll find they were very careful to avoid calling it mercury? It's a preservative.
Is there mercury in the flu shot?
There is an extremely small amount, not anything that's dangerous.
And it is preservative free.
Why do they put that in there? I don't understand the
The vials, like these, the preservative free are drawn up individually, so it's more expensive. The vials, they can do one vial, so you can buy it at a cheaper price. The amount of preservative is less than a can of tuna. So if you look at it that way, it's really not significant.
So long as you're not getting a bunch of shots.
Yes, at one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Studies show that most pregnant women should avoid eating canned tuna, though, so this really wasn't sitting easy with me. So I wanted to see what she would say if I introduced pregnancy into the equation. Would she warn me of potential dangers?
Okay. I'm not pregnant at all, but I'm, like, trying to be. Is that an
they
issue?
They recommend that the pregnant women get the flu shot. They actually had one death of a pregnant woman last week, and she hadn't had the shot.
Because here I was reading that it's highly recommended for them to get it.
Yeah, every OB then to get it.
Okay.
Because if they come down with the foot, like, they can hardly treat them, you know.
So this shot with the...
So they're extremely propelling right now in Texas for pregnant women to get the shot right now.
Wow. Even the one with mercury in it?
Both places administer Fluzone, which contains three influenza strains recommended for this flu season, including the 2009 H1N1. Surprisingly, Fluzone's own patient information sheet says that animal studies haven't been conducted with Fluzone. In fact, it says it is not known whether Fluzone can cause fetal harm when given to a pregnant woman or if it can affect reproduction capacity. So an untested flu vaccine is being recommended for pregnant women and those who are trying to get pregnant. Fluzone should be given to a pregnant woman only if clearly needed. According to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, reports of fetal demise during the 2009 H1N1 season increased by 4,250%. And a study published in 2012 exposes an insane failed experiment on pregnant women during the 2009 flu season. Dr. Gary Goldman's study, published in the Human and Environmental Toxicology Journal, points out an astounding fact that no one saw until the publishing of the Goldman study. The CDC had recommended the double dosing of the pregnant population with the seasonal flu vaccine with mercury and the untested H1N1 vaccine with mercury. He highlights the fact that the safety and effectiveness of the AH1N1 had never been established in pregnant women and that the combination of two different influenza vaccines had never been tested on pregnant women at all. And if you ask for the vaccination package insert like we recommend, you'll find that the warning is still there. It hasn't been tested on fetal development or reproduction.
The only one that pregnant women can't get is the live virus one that is the mist into the nose.
Oh.
Yeah, the pregnant women have to avoid all live viruses. But the inactivated ones, which most of them do contain mercury, are safe.
And while the increase in vaccinations is wiping out some viruses, new superbugs are popping up to replace them.
You know, you can't fool Mother Nature. And as you start to eliminate certain bacteria by the vaccines, other bacteria and viruses fill in the gap.
So what do you have to say about this thing where it says, like, if I get the flu shot, it can increase my chances of getting a different kind of flu?
For example, they have now shown and discovered in research articles that the pertussis vaccine, which has been eliminating the pertussis bacteria, and we've been seeing the increase rate of pertussis going up. They've been trying to figure out why that is. Well, there was an article that came out a couple of weeks ago that said that because the pertussis vaccine eliminates the Bordetella pertussis bacteria, it has created a gap in which another bacteria called Bordetella parapertussis is filling in the gap. And now that they're finding that that bacteria may have, that Bordetella parapertussis may have increased more than 40 times in these children that have had a pertussis vaccine. So now they are developing whooping cough or symptoms that look like whooping cough, but maybe not quite as severe as whooping cough. And they're finding that it's being caused by this new bacteria called parapertussis. And I think that's happening with all of the Prevnar vaccines for strep. It's certainly happened for Hib, that as we eliminated Haemophilus influenza B, there are more strains of that bacteria falling in the gap that are more stronger and more virulent.
So why on earth are they pushing these untested vaccines that are at best 70% effective against some viruses and at worst are creating new superbugs?
When I started into this back in September of 2000, the vaccine industry was about a $10 billion a year industry. Now it's in the 30 to 60 billion. Some of the vaccines are making 5 to 10 billion on their own.
The point is, all vaccines come with risks. So unless you want to be a paying beta tester for Big Pharma's failed experiments, research the dangers for yourself, decide if it's right for you, because even well-meaning healthcare practitioners might not have all the facts.